Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the first day of February 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. And coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, with the latest update stories and insights into our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, via the digital group. On HF relays, we've got 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 14.130 by Gary, VK7JGD, and 28.525 MHz by Mark, VK7FMAC. And also, locally in Hobart, on UHF CB24 and HF CB24, with Mark as well, VK7FMAC. Did you miss it live? Well, catch the replay on Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT, and those CB channels in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. And we start today with some sad news. Silent Key, Brian Hall, VK7 Bravo Hotel. Now, Brian Hall was born at Kingston Beach on the 9th of April 1931 to Normanton Hall and Florence Hall, near Cooley. He attended Campbell and Albura Streets State Schools and was awarded the Henry Jones Scholarship to attend Hobart Junior Technical School. And in his second year at the technical school, he selected carpentry as his specialty. But finding he had little aptitude for it, he sought and gained a transfer to the electrical trades, which was much more suitable. It was during this time that he had acquired an interest in radio. He obtained his intermediate certificate in 1945 and started a fourth year at the technical school with the object of acquiring the newly introduced Schools Board certificate. Due to economic circumstances, he had to leave school in February of that year to take up a job as a junior draftsman at the Lands Titles Office, where he remained until 1951. As a result of his interest in radio, he obtained his amateur radio operator's certificate in 1949, set up a ham radio station, VK7BH, and joined the Wireless Institute of Australia, which he served as treasurer for a time. Brian left the Lands Titles Office in September 1951 to take up a position as temporary assistant radio inspector with the then wireless branch of the Postmaster General's Department. To obtain a permanent position, he had to qualify as a postal officer, for which he had to sit an entrance examination. He duly passed and was so appointed. To be appointed as a radio inspector, he had to acquire certain qualifications, which required attending night school at the Hobart Technical College, and this went on for some years, two or three nights a week. He was appointed as a radio inspector in 1956 and acted periodically as Superintendent Wireless, the position later becoming Senior Radio Inspector due to the inevitable reorganisations which went on. And in 1958, applied for and obtained a position of trainee engineer, and after 3 years of Hobart Technical College in the University of Tasmania, Brian was appointed an engineer grade one in the broadcasting branch. In February 1962, he was sent to Melbourne for 3 months to undergo training in television technology, and on his return, his first major project was the installation of the television transmitting station, ABN-T3, at Mount Barrow near Launceston for the National Television Service. After many months, some living on site with the installation crew, in less than ideal conditions, the station was completed and opened in July 1963. Brian then spent a couple of years inspecting sound broadcasting stations on behalf of the Australian Broadcasting Control Board, and then became involved in the planning and installation of television translator stations, a type of service that then new to Australia, and small radio systems, including vehicle, mobile, and point-to-point services. In 1970, he assumed the responsibility for the installation of the major radio telephone system operating on the microwave bands as Engineer Grade 2 and later as Senior Engineer Radio, where he continued until 1983. And in 1983, he became State Broadcasting Manager in the re-established Broadcasting Branch and overall responsibility for installation, operation and maintenance of all national sound broadcasting and television transmitting facilities. He held the position until his retirement in 1989. Now, Brian was also involved in many community organisations, including Rotary and Probus, Scouts and as a volunteer driver for the Cancer Council. He was a founding member of the Rosny Park Tennis Club and was awarded life membership in 1980. In 1975, he joined the Rosny Park Bowls Club and served in a number of positions for many years, being awarded life membership in the year 2000. In later years, Brian enjoyed the role of patriarch of his expanding family. He is survived by his wife of 68 years, Cynthia, their daughter Deborah, Sandra and Stephanie, and 9 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. And that was contributed by David Pitt, VK7KDV. And thank you, Dave, VK7DM, for passing this on. RAOTC News, the broadcast for February 2026. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 2nd of February 2026 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. This broadcast features a repeat of 4 fascinating articles on emerging battery technology forwarded by Bill Roper, VK3BR, and read by Clive, VK6CSW, and Ian, VK3JS. They are a battery made of wood fibre using sodium as the electrolyte, a microbial battery using sewage-feeding microbes, and an energy source without batteries using ambient radio signals as the supply. Future cars and possible mobile phones can use the bodywork as part of the battery in the form of carbon fibre panels. For details, listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA RHT statewide network. The broadcast date again is Monday, February the 2nd, that's tomorrow. Callbacks will follow, and please call in if you're able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. And if you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio files on the RAOTC website. 73 from Peter, VK7, Papa Delta. And statewide SSTV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's AX, TW, HHS, ZAB, TED, Oscar, and ZCF, all sharing 60 photos. The main themes were Tasmanian history, the Tasmanian Red Line coach when they had a depot, the Tasman Limited Railway, the Don River Railroad, and the Ulverston Miniature Railroad, the Cat and Fiddle Arcade. Other highlights were the K1EL K14 Kia that featured on the recent Wegs night, thanks to Reist for a grand day out car boot sale, Radio Shack set up in the Netherlands, including an European version of the Commodore 64 computer, Greta loving FT8, cats around the world listening to radios, the power of bourbon, or just the need to go to Specsavers, go without whiskey for a week to build character, or should I just have another cocktail, heated work underwear, how to make a water heater even hotter, boat trails and the warning about dihydrogen monoxide, how to have an epic cremation, and the new word of the day is explained. And again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7 exchanged photos with PC1K in the Netherlands and DF9XZ in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. And please note, Ken VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. And if you miss the net, there are archives of these SSTV nets on Ken and Steve's website or on the NTARC website under blogs. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And we move to WWFF SOTA POTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. It's been a busy week across VK7 for activators and hunters, with plenty of activity right around the state. Jim VK7JZ, Xavier VK7XHJ and Travis VK7VXT laced up the walking boots and headed to Mount Field East Summit. The trio made contacts on 40 metres, successfully activating the summit before continuing on to activate Mount Field National Park. Not content to stop there, Travis then pushed on to Moonlight Ridge Summit, a reference that has never been activated before. The hike took around 7.5 hours, a mammoth effort, but he was rewarded for his hard work, earning 8 points for the activation and first activation. Meanwhile, Matt, VK7MAT, headed to the Midlands, activating Tunbridge Tier Conservation Area, before heading up and over the hill to Liffey Conservation Area, and Matt successfully activated both references. Lance VK7TO opted for a coastal adventure, getting sand between his toes while activating beaches on the air. Lance activated 4 beaches, that's Jetty Beach, Lighthouse Jetty Beach, Eagle Beach and Kingfisher Beach, and a great effort flying the boat a flag. Up north, Rodney VK7HAM, Peter VK7ZPE and Al VK7AN headed to Weavers Creek Regional Reserve, and they enjoyed a great day out and made many contacts during the activation. And that's 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. And news from the northwest: NWCRRA fixes a downed repeater, VK7RWC, and the West Coast amateurs are back on the link. The repeater VK7RWC on the rugged and isolated West Coast has been off the air for several weeks. The station on Mount Reid near Williamsford is a vital link to the state via the All-Star Internet Radio Protocol. Sunday's VK7AR News broadcast has also fallen behind the outage, much to the disappointment of local listeners from Tuller and Zeehan. The Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association, who operate the repeater, responded on site, and Club President VK7DB Dion Bramich retrieved the faulty unit based on a Unilab KL450 networked to a Raspberry Pi. The unit was bench repaired and returned to service a day later, showing a keen commitment of the association towards the West Coast community. A faulty power amplifier in the transceiver was the culprit, identified by burnt capacitors in the final power transistor and the open circuit fuse. Luckily, Dion had another module on hand in his spare parts collection of more than 30 years of professional radio technician. Dion also upgraded the power module on the Raspberry Pi, which runs the All-Star node and connects VK7RWC to the network by using Tailscale VKN. Most NWCRRA repeaters run All-Star and Tailscale, which makes routing to association servers an elementary affair and does away with the need for reverse proxy IP routers, which can't translate network addresses on carrier-grade 4G connections. Once more, the West Coast Amateur Radio Net has been served by the NWCRRA, keeping communications and broadcasts heard and appreciated. Stay tuned for your local repeater for more news and support your local Radio Repeater Association. 73 from John, VK7KKK. And Northwest Video Stream. Update on a video stream of VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcasts. A reminder that the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast is relayed as a video adaption for DATV by Tony VK7AX. As of this broadcast, pictures from the Tasmanian SSTV net from Thursday night will be included in the section pertaining to information relating to the past net. So why not use the video stream to listen to the broadcast where you can get both audio and video? The links for the video stream and home SSTV page can be found on the text editions of the broadcast. Enjoy 73 from Tony VK7 Alpha X-Ray. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Silent Key Memorial Barbecue. Before the NWT ARC AGM on the 14th of February, we will be holding a memorial barbie for club members who have passed away. Kevin VK7KEV, who passed away in January 2025, Shirley VK7HSC, who passed away in April 2025, and Anne VK7BYL, who passed away in July 2025. It will commence at 10 a.m. in the Leven District Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. The club will be supplying the barbie meat, salad and soft drinks and the barbies. You just need to turn up. Shirley and Anne were big fans of barbies, whether with friends or at the club, so we thought this would be an appropriate send-off, and all Tasmanian amateurs are invited to attend as they had amateur friends all over Tasmania. Attendees can, if they wish, attend the AGM and general meeting or leave after the barbie. To ensure we have sufficient for all, can you please RSVP to email nwtarcinc, all one word, at gmail.com by Sunday the 8th of February so that we can order the necessary supplies. An NWTARC Inc. Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NWTARC will take place at 1 p.m. on Saturday the 14th of February at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of the Annual General Meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding Annual General Meeting, to receive the committee auditor, employee and or persons acting on behalf of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, to reappoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and or persons acting on behalf of the association, and to appoint the public officer either from the committee or the general membership. All current office holder, committee auditor and public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nominations are to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with signatures of the nominator, seconder and that of the member nominated. And appointments will only be required for the position of auditor and public officer. Members will need to have paid their 2026 membership subscriptions to be able to vote at the annual general meeting, and they will need to have paid their 2026 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting, after which afternoon tea will also be held, and members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea will be appreciated, and we have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar and disposable cups for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend. Retired broadcast engineer Terry VK7JAI plans to do a show and tell on his time in the Army Radio Corps, complemented with photo maps and maybe some of his Army radios. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 from Eric VK7EV, the news officer, NWTARC. And news from the North, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10 a.m. until 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. And a Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. A reminder to all users of VK7RAA 2-metre repeater on Mount Arthur, don't forget that due to the ongoing problems with the squelch opening, it was decided last year to implement tone access. This will require your transceiver to send a CTCSS subtone of 123 Hz on your transmissions, and this change will be implemented in the near future, depending on weather and site visits. It will stay in effect until we can resolve the interference problem. In case you've forgotten, NTARC's 2026 membership is due, and the fees are still just $45 for a full voting member and $5 for each additional family member after that voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand and we thank those people who make direct donations to the club. If you are a repeater user or would like to support its funding, we would also be happy to receive your contribution towards ongoing repeater maintenance. Donations can be made either in person at the club meeting or coffee mornings, or post to PO Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donations will be gladly accepted and officially receipted. And the annual general meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 11th of February 2026 at the Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 or 7:30 p.m. And please start thinking about who you would like to see nominated for the new 2026 committee. Club members are reminded that they need to be 2026 financial current to be able to nominate or vote at the annual general meeting, and nomination forms are available from the NTARC website in the members area for download. And for your convenience, the forms are also available at the NTARC club rooms at the coffee mornings and the next club a technical night. And that's all. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Wednesday Experimenters Group. And last Wednesday night, we started back on the Kia design theme with the K1EL Kia K14 kit, which Justin VK7TW found in the Tom Masher VK7TL Silent Key sale at the car boot sale. Justin then went on to the WinKia functionality, which is found in most Kia software, and we then went on to the Goetzel algorithm, which is being used in a CW decoder design along with a very simple audio interface. Next was a run-through of the latest Jubis magazine and finished off with space weather, future training and events reminder. We have a fortnight break, so see you after the forum night. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And February 2026, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports. This Wednesday night is all about space weather interpretation, and Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, promises to enlighten us about Fi-Fi-Fo-Muff, all that ionospheric stuff. Well, with decades of experience, including his time at the Ionospheric Prediction Service, now the Space Weather Service, Roger brings significant expertise in this space. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, TEC maps, EES, graphics, PCAs, solar indexes, and more, plus online tools and data sources that you can use. Whether you're chasing DX, planning portable operations, or experimenting with digital modes, or just trying to understand why your favourite band has just vanished, this session may give you the skills to read the sky like a pro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Room 73 from the REST Committee. And February Forum Night, well, Whisper Propagation Tools and Dataset. Our February Forum Night will be all about Whisper, which stands for Weak Signal Propagation Reporter. This is part of the suite of modes available in the WSJTX digital communications application. And atmospheric physicist Dr. Andrew Klekerchuk will be giving us a short presentation on the value of the WSPR dataset and some of the research he has been doing using the dataset. And we will open it up to the audience to take us through how they are using WSPR and the various tools available. Wednesday, 11th of February, 2026, from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms, and it will be streamed on the REST YouTube channel. See you there or on the stream 73 from the REST committee. And February 2026 annual general meeting, the AGM of REST, will be held at 11 a.m. on the 15th of February 2026 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members. Nominations close on the 7th of February 2026, and the nomination form is available from the REST website. 73 from the REST committee. And regular gatherings and events. The Sewing Circle Net daily 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net every Thursday night via the North-South link, VK7RAF RJG, plus VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast, callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, station southern stations on the even minute. REST 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 a.m. until 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. An NTARC technical night session Wednesday the 4th of February from 6:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochalie club rooms. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. The Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net on 144.190 USB. And VK7 events, reached for the 4th of February, interpreting propagation tools and space weather with Roger VK7 ZRH from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms and streamed. NTARC the 11th of February. Annual General Meeting from 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. REST the 11th of February, Forum Night WSPR from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NWTARC, 14th of February, Silent Key Memorial Barbecue Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston from 10 a.m. And NWTARC, 14th of February, the Annual General Meeting from 1:30 p.m. followed by a general meeting in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. REST 15th of February, the annual general meeting and barbecue from 11 a.m. AGM, 12 noon barbecue, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader, VK7ZIR. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, JH and DC. 160 metres, 7GS, 80 metres, 7JGD, 40 metres, 7DG, 20 metres, any takers, 10 metres, VK7ALH, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by the Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you have missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you, and send them to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com by Friday at 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, and each relay station will use their own call signs. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.